Hey there, friends, and welcome back to the show, 1 Minute to Glory. So, as you know, I love a good challenge, even if it means getting a little uncomfortable. But here's the thing, every time I push past my comfort zone, I learn something incredible about myself. All those buried fears and emotions, they come rushing up. Messy, I won't lie, but guess what? It's also incredibly rewarding. Why? Because I can't change what I don't know about myself. To grow, to find happiness, and to chase those dreams, whether it's a career shift or a deeper connection with someone, I need to be aware of where I am right now. I need to understand my thoughts and fears and treat myself with compassion as I journey towards where I want to be, guided by the Holy Spirit. So this episode takes you with me to that podcast festival I mentioned before. I made 3 episodes about this. It was a time of big downloads, but also a time of raw vulnerability. So let's explore how self-awareness can lead to growth, even when it feels messy. So buckle up for some key takeaways at the end. Here we go. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed or that it sparks curiosity or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. This episode is a personal reflection on a recent experience at a podcast festival that I had. So this weekend I attended a podfest and I was surrounded by creatives. Yet I had anxiety about it. I was taking the Brightline train and I felt anxious. And if I was honest with myself, I felt a bit out of place. But yet, this is what I am now. I am a podcaster. I write. I'm a poet. I started doing acting again. I'm an actress. So yes, right now everything is new and unfamiliar or new again, but it is where my heart is. My life makes sense. My blocks are definitely more visible. My resistance. It's challenging to find that place where I truly feel home. Have you ever felt that way? You are going towards what is more what you want, but your whole life with all its blocks and frictions come back. Sometimes even all at once. And so intuitively, I believe it's good news because I finally meet with myself again. Before there was no resistance, but I just would cruise through life and there was no interest or there was no resistance and therefore just really didn't have any opportunity to go deeper and engage and be passionate or all these things that make life exciting. It was more predictable also. So there's this very good book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And he says that resistance is most powerful the closer you get to either your finishing project or closer to what it is that you desire most. And resistance does not mean this intended goal is not for you, but it is revealing of many great insights that will help you grow and get you where you want to go. I decided to take it further and listen to myself this time. Embrace my intuition, explore the blocks between me and my creativity, make the best of the situation. I have to go, I signed up for it, I paid for it, but I may do it differently this time. I may take myself with me, my inner self, the fearful one, and just explore what she has to say. Do you find it difficult to trust yourself and stay in creative mode? Or you and the relationship that you desire? Perhaps there are fears and frictions hindering that connection. For me, there were numerous blocks, and I could identify a few. First, there were fears, right? But then there was also an impatience with thoughts such as, it's too difficult, it will take too long, I'll never get there, it's too late.
And then there were past sufferings that were coming back. I've tried the artistic road and it didn't really lead me to myself. It wasn't really right. So why would it be right now? I feel out of place now too. Okay, instead of pushing through and really ignore all of these frictions, I decided to listen to my resistance. And then the journey, something really great happened because everything became more, okay, let's take a pause. Let's be in this present moment. And it became more exciting because, oh, so there's more than just what I had planned to go to the festival from morning to evening and then come back. There's things that I did not anticipate. And so that's exciting because I'm here. I'm in Orlando. It's not that it's like a very different location for me. It's not like an amazing tropical place on a very far island where it's very familiar. So there was not much distractions there. I could just go within, really. And so it became definitely more exciting when I brought my inner child, my little self, my inner voice, my soul, I'm not sure how to call it, to the festival, to this event. It was like an active participation and a self-discovery. It really is what ensued. It was self-discovery. And that's beautiful. Sometimes spontaneity leads to incredible moments. There was this moment when I had that thought to... So I was not going to go the first day to the festival of my arrival. I was just going to see a friend that lives nearby. And then I had that thought to... No, you're not going to see your friend right now. You're going to turn around and let's go check the festival a day earlier. And so that small decision turned out to be actually a pivotal decision because it was breaking the rigid plan and allowing me to embrace the unexpected. And so that's one thing that I want to talk about. And then another element was that authenticity is key. I realize that I don't have to conform to preconceived notions of what it is to be an artist and what creativity is. When I entered the Royal Conservatory of Acting, of Theater in Brussels, everybody was dressed the same. They were all artists, you could tell, whether they were musicians or actors. And that wasn't me. I wasn't like that. I had traveled the world and studied 11 languages. I worked at the European Union and I realized that was a... Then I lost my father and I realized that all of this were my father's dreams. Learning languages was part of me. But what to do with it, how I was to use those, that was up to me to decide. And the European Union, although it was a great year, it wasn't... again, where I could meet with myself and learn and grow and live this incredible life. It wasn't for me. There was a whole aspect that I always wanted to explore, and it was my creativity. So I entered that conservatory of theater, but then I didn't feel like... there was so much for me to learn. There was so much healing that I needed. First, I had just lost my father. I had lost my mother many years sooner. I needed a new, fresh start. And this notion that artists have to be starving and you have to just live a bohemian life on the street, it just wasn't me. I just didn't know how I could be an artist and live an authentic life and find myself. So being myself with my simple, international, and diverse experiences is really where I realized true creativity flowed for me. It was when I'm myself, not when I try to be someone else. I had no need to imitate, to conform, to belong. See, I'm an artist. No, it flows from within by me just being me, and I had to trust that. And I didn't then, but I could trust that today. And so it was really sweet. I even as we wrap up today's episode, I really encourage you to listen to your inner voice, to embrace spontaneity, and be you, just the way you are. Really, I truly believe that creativity is for anyone, not just people who are artists. And it starts from the inside out. And there's an inner work that has to help to be done. And I know I needed a lot of healing. And now that healing that has occurred for the many years since I let go of the creative aspect and I focused on the healing, and then I got married and I had children. So many years passed. I have so many experiences. But now going back to this life that I desire again, now is the time. It does take taking my inner child with me. And I even went to get a facial, and the esthetician told me, "You have beautiful hair, you deserve this facial." It was good for me to hear that, and it's okay. It was reassuring, it was what I needed. And then I was able to go to the festival. The goal was still there. I'm not leaving it to, okay, let's go take that child. The child is not in charge. I'm in charge, but the child has things to say. And it is, go deeper. I have things to reveal to you. And it'll flow from there. A lot of things will flow from. I ended up going to a couple classes, not the whole class, not the whole event, and all the classes, morning to evening, and have a quite predictable weekend. And so just two classes, nothing more. It did take a little bit of courage. It also took much compassion, love, listening. So I went to the event. I believe that I was encouraged by these classes, and I believe that not all classes would have been encouraging. It would have been diluted into so many different things that I did not care much for. It was actually exactly what I needed to hear. And it felt like a win situation. It was unexpected and exciting from something very predictable, because the schedule was set for me, to something that I made personal and I grew from and creative flowed from it. Definitely a win situation. So I wanted to say, in any journey, I urge you to regularly check in with yourself. Don't dismiss blocks and resistance. Instead, acknowledge and absorb them. It might seem like you're moving away from your desired destination, but remember, you're in control. So persist in your efforts, integrating your fearful inner child with compassionate listening. Embrace openness to change, relinquishing control over every detail. The shift can unveil new possibilities. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in. That was a raw and unfiltered account of what's been happening. I must admit, I felt a bit lost along the way, but now I'd like to share these key takeaways with you. So here they are. Number one, to be content, I need to explore what makes my heart happy while listening to the Spirit. The scripture that comes to mind is Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand it? I may have listened to the lies before, but I now have the Holy Spirit, and I can understand myself under a different light. 2. Embracing creativity helps me navigate challenges and be resourceful to find solutions. In John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all I have said to you." The Holy Spirit can spark creativity and resourcefulness, helping us find solutions to challenges in ways that might not have been apparent before. 3. I'm not walking this path alone. There's guidance along the way. In Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." Just as a shepherd guides his flock, God provides direction and comfort on your journey. 4. By laying down solid foundations with the help of the Holy Spirit, I can build something lasting and more fulfilling. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 12 and 13 say, whoever builds on this foundation lays gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw. Each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, to be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. So building our lives on a foundation of faith with the Holy Spirit's guidance ensures you are building something substantial and meaningful. Number 5, I don't need to conform to the stereotype like the image of the struggling artist. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So God created each of us uniquely with our own gifts and talents. We don't need to fit a mold. We can embrace our individuality and pursue creative endeavors in ways that are authentic to who we are. 6. Knowing that God cares about every aspect of my life brings me comfort and reminds me that I am deeply loved. I can be myself. God made me this way. In Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14, it says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Knowing God's love is unconditional allows us to embrace our true selves and find comfort in knowing He created us exactly as we are and for a purpose. Number 7, discovering fulfillment and confidence empowers me to overcome fear and pursue my dream authentically. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. God empowers us to embrace our true selves and pursue our dreams with courage. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now. Friends, currently I'm working on my podcast and I'm committed to serving you better. Please feel free to share what caught your attention in this episode and if there's anything specific you'd like me to delve into further. In the show notes, you'll find links to my Facebook group and email where you can send me your thoughts and suggestions straight from the heart. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.